Where do you plan to work from today? Co-working is a shared workspace where professionals from different areas pay a fee for the hour, day, week, or month of use, and have access to the entire operational structure to work. There is no defined space for each user, that is, when you arrive, you use the available space. There is no longer my desk, my room, there are individual or collective workstations, meeting rooms or events, and social spaces. Every working day, we have a new place to sit, a new colleague at our side, and who can even become a partner or even a customer. The exchange of experiences that takes place in this flexible environment is one of the great advantages of using it. Remote work gained strength and supporters, especially during the pandemic phase, when we had to adapt to perform our duties. We were forced to face a style of work that was in our imagination, predicting that in the distant future, we would be working from home, or even in a condition so dreamed of by many to see the geographical barriers broken and become digital nomads. It turns out that with the distance phase, with the need to streamline staff and expenses, many companies handed over their commercial points and employees had to adapt to virtual work, making the co-working spaces gain strength. The high costs of rent, service and maintenance fees, property taxes, in other words, all the infrastructure necessary to have an individual workplace, means that we have increased our costs and these are passed on to our customers. Therefore, entrepreneurs in the co-working sector perceive the expansion of their business and the expansion of this type of service. Today, work fits into our routine more broadly. We have developed the technological skill for virtual meetings, and we understand that it is possible to be a digital worker. For some employees, this way of working was so successful that, according to Revista Exame, a survey by PricewaterhouseCoopers, almost 30% of the 1,200 US employees prefer never to have an office to call their own again and want to stay at home, at least in the largest part of the week. In 2019, the company Coworking Brazil analyzed the evolution of the offer of this type of space in the country, in a data survey through a census, and found that there was a 25% growth compared to the previous year. The study also showed São Paulo as an isolated leader in offering these spaces, with different coworking profiles. The average age of users, according to the census, is 33 years old, the minimum age is 18 reais, and the maximum age of users is 60 years old. The factor of professional maturity is undeniable, since the trend of the population in general is this. In addition, the São Paulo research website mentions that even retired, 21% work to supplement the family income, and that 43% of them are providers of the house. In other words, entrepreneurs in the co-working sector who have a close look at this portion of professionals will come out ahead in the market. It's the kind of business where win-win happens. If there is a concern with intergenerationality in the environment, older people contribute to the workspace with younger people, disseminating knowledge and life experience, removing isolation, living in a highly motivating environment, and younger people, on the other hand, can encourage the most mature in learning new tools and bringing them up to date with market innovations. The fact is that human connection always generates innovation, and both the market and the economy of a country are driven by these innovations. The Global Coworking Organization conducted a survey in the US and found that both younger and more mature users benefited from networking opportunities. 2 months after starting to use the spaces, the younger ones made 6 new valuable work connections, while the mature ones, 7. But even more important than the connection is the possibility of learning in this interactive environment. As we mature, we face obstacles in learning new skills and creating new neural synapses, a fundamental activity in memory conservation, and the possibility of learning declines. OECD, 2007. Today, neuroscience research shows that it is possible to prevent the deterioration of intellectual faculties and maintain the brain's functionality to learn effectively and satisfactorily even in maturity. In short, learning can actually take a lifetime, the famous term lifelong learner. The key word is neuroplasticity, that is, continuing to exercise the brain through mental activities. Guglielmin, 2012. According to Clare, 2017, it is in fact the activities linked to cognition and socialization that seem to be more directly associated with cognitive preservation, and investing in them will be highly beneficial. Social interaction is essential for cognitive functions and for psychological well-being, protecting cognitive decline, since the oldest old remains within a sociocultural context. Ferroni and Santos, 2012. We then perceived a very promising market niche with a more experienced and more demanding mature population, which will remain in the market for a longer time. Enterprises in the sector that offer better structured spaces, with the concern of accessibility and ergonomics, with a well-designed architectural and lighting project, foreseeing in the layout the possibilities of different characteristics of workers and stipulating different sectors for each one. For example, marketers and salespeople tend to be more talkative, while information technology workers need more silence to focus. Placing these professionals side by side is not ideal. In addition, the environment that counts with the presence of natural light, vegetation throughout the space, and decompression places tend to offer greater well-being to these users. From then onwards, it is necessary to motivate themselves to work, having designed environments, meeting the needs of the platinum generation, and create exciting human connections for all. Good work. Andrea Schmidt.